It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that have tuned in live today and the ones that will be listening to the recordings on the podcast. I am just so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And you are all in for one amazing show today, as I have with me a longtime returning diva, Angie Payne. Oh my, I am so excited to have Angie back. And her and I are going to chat about becoming authentic while aging. Oh wow, what a great topic. So with that, Angie, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Sure. Well, I'm Angie Payne. I am a counseling therapist and the founder of Equine Enrichment. And so I have been supporting people on their mental health journey for the past 12 years. And honestly, it's been an honor to walk beside so many amazing people. I live in Alberta. I just recently turned 65. And so hence the topics that we're going to talk about today. I'm a mom, a grandma, wife, friend, you know, all of the usual roles. And I'm a person that has been really sitting with the aging process, I guess.
Oh, awesome. So you are going to talk from the heart today because your experience, you are having feelings experiencing becoming authentic while aging firsthand. So, how beautiful. And what a beautiful way to just speak from the heart and everything that you are doing to make the world a better place. It is just, you are a true diva, Angie. And with that, you're welcome. I am going to let you just kind of start where you would like to share with our listeners about our topic today and some of the heartfelt feelings that you have and experiences. So I will just let you start sharing with our listeners.
All right. Thank you. So as I mentioned, I recently turned 65. And the truth is, I thought that aging would be a piece of cake. And what I found out is that it's actually not a piece of cake. At least it hasn't been for me. It has taken me on this journey of, you know, wondering, am I the only one that struggles with aging? Am I the only one that is sitting and reflecting on my entire life? And I don't think I am. So one of the things that, you know, I've added to my practice is helping particularly women in the sage years of their life. So, you know, I kind of started thinking about all of the different stages of life, and each one has, to me, a lot of purpose. Like, there's a lot of purpose within those stages. And so, you know, I think about like the early years of life while you're a kid. Your purpose is really to be a kid, to explore the world, to go to school, to learn, and enjoy life. And there's a lot of learning that goes on there. There's a lot of development and a lot of changes that happen during that stage. And then the next stage of life is as we become young adults. And not everybody, but some people end up getting married. They go to post-secondary school. They begin their careers. And they may or may not have children. But that stage is, again, with a lot of purpose. You're beginning a career. You're discovering who you are in the workplace. You are in a relationship, perhaps. And then parenting, which, by the way, is the hardest job anybody will ever do. you're busy and you're doing, and there's purpose. There's things that you want to accomplish. And then there's the next stage of as you become more settled in your career, your kids are growing up, maybe they've left the home. So, you know, there's that part where you experience empty nest, the kids are leaving, they hopefully they can spread their wings and you've done a good enough job that your kids spread their wings and become very capable people. And you may become a grandparent during that time. I became a grandparent when I was 49 years old. It's about 50. And I would say that it was and has been the most profound experience in my life. But it really did have me kind of take a pause and think, oh my God, like what is my role here? And again, there's a lot of purpose in that role. It's actually a very important role in life. And then the stage that I find myself in is, you know, my grandchild, well, I have younger grandchildren, but I also have a 16-year-old grandchild. And, you know, they're busy, kids are busy, grandchildren are busy. Now what, you know? And I got to the point where I was like, I'm really not needed anymore. Oh my God, what do I do with my life? What is my purpose now? Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'm at, is trying to figure out, like, what is the purpose after you've had a career, you've been a parent, you are a grandparent possibly, but, you know, everybody's doing their thing, they're busy, they're living their life, which is what they're supposed to be doing, but where do I fit in and what do I do? So, you know, the idea of becoming authentic, or not becoming authentic, but discovering who I am past all of that, and that I can still have purpose. I don't want to retire. Some people do, and that's great, but I don't want to do that. I want to still be able to contribute to the world. And so how do I do that? And that's kind of where I'm at. How do I show up with who I truly am? And what I found out is I have to figure out what that is. And so I wonder how many other people are out there in this stage of life going, wow, I'm not even sure I know who I am past my roles in life and the things I've already done. And so, you know, the idea of showing up authentically has to start with, who am I authentically? What do I want to show the world? How do I want to be in the world? And then past that, who do I want to show my grandchildren I am? And what do I want them to learn through that? So I wonder, Joyce, if, like, do you think there's other people that feel that way?
Oh, yes, I truly do, because we, like you went through all the stages of life, and I'm like, when we're raising when we have kids, or we are raising them, or have our children and raising them, or we have a career that we're doing and going to work all the time, and we're so busy living the life and doing the part that we feel we need to be doing, that sometimes I think we don't really look inside ourselves and find out who we truly are. Who do we really want to show up to in the world? And then as things start to slow down, your children are, if you have children and they're married and left home, and your career, you're getting kind of maybe towards the end of the career, you've accumulated lots of vacation time and you have time off, and you're kind of like, huh, who am I? What do I want to do? I've always had it always seems to me, and I've heard some people say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do when my kids leave home because they've been my whole world, my whole life. What do I do?
Exactly.
And it's, you kind of have to go back. I say you have to go back inside yourself and realize who you truly are and what do you want to show up to in this world. So, yeah, I think it is something that it may affect women. I almost think more than men, but I could be wrong on that too. I'm a woman, so I'm speaking from my own experience.
Right.
But
right.
Just from hearing other women talk, I think they really do have this challenge in life, especially as they get older. And some of them start to feel, well, what purpose do I have in this life now?
That's right. How do I contribute to the world, right? And part of what I've been thinking about is a lot of the stages in life we're doing partially what we're supposed to be doing, right? What society says we should be doing. So you should be a kid, then you should go to post-secondary school, then you should get married, then you should have children, all of those things. And of course, I did that because I wanted to. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to have a career. But now it's like, what do I actually want to do? past the shoulds, and the other part is, as we're aging, we still do have feelings and emotions. Maybe we've gathered some wisdom. Hopefully we have, but at the same time, we are still human beings and we still experience emotions and sadnesses and hard things. And, it's like you don't become 65 and now you maybe don't have some hard days, right? So how do you show up within those times of expressing just, yeah, it's a really hard day, because maybe an elderly person shouldn't have hard days. but the truth is it's a hard stage of life, I think, just like every other stage of life.
Yes.
It's, dipping our toes into the unknown. And the other part is that our mortality is much more in our face at this stage of life than any other stage of life. And so how do I contribute? And part of me has this sense of, oh my God, I got to get going because there's so many things I haven't done or I haven't said or I haven't shown up and, expressed. And so there's this anxiety almost of, I need to make sure I get everything done before, whatever happens. So it's just been a very interesting journey for me to, like I say, I just didn't think it would be a hard thing to do. And what I found out, it's probably the hardest thing I have ever done, is step into the aging process. So that's been very surprising to me. And on some days makes my heart really sad, to be truthful. And so, that idea of living authentically are those moments of saying, yeah, this is really hard and I'm not quite sure how to do it. I find myself, my voice cracks now in my older years. I fell off my horse 3 months ago. I still ride, which I'm super proud of. But I fell off my horse 3 months ago and I'm still recovering. My body didn't bounce the way it did when I was 40 or 50 even. And so it's things like that I never imagined would happen. And I don't know, I look in the mirror or I still think my brain works and all of that. And then my body says, oh, we probably shouldn't do that, And so it's that back and forth of figuring out how to show up in the world. I want to show my grandchildren how to show up in the world real, instead of hiding how we feel sometimes. That we show up in the world and all we can do is be honest and open. And how other people receive that is really up to them. But that we show up honestly and truthfully and authentically, even on hard days.
Yes. Oh, I agree. Showing up honestly and truthfully, just being a person of integrity is what I say, because that is so huge. And even as, like you said, whatever stage of life you're in, be that person. Be a person of integrity. Be honest. And don't put the fronts on just because you think that's what other people want to see. Truly be yourself.
Right.
And
I think there are places where we do have to act or say what we're supposed to. You know, there are places in the world where that just is the way it is. But, you know, for the majority of time, yeah, how do we get to a point where we feel comfortable just being and speaking our truth, right?
Yeah, right. And just being ourselves and living in that present moment. I know my one horse has always said, live in the present moment. And then the other day he said, the power is in the present moment. Live in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true because, yeah, the power is in this present moment. Live in it. Enjoy it. Love it. Be yourself. And let that light shine that you have inside of you. And just be who you are. Be authentic with it. Be honest. Be truthful about it. And you will be amazed how bright that light can shine, whatever stage of life you're in, I feel, when
Absolutely.
You follow all of that.
Absolutely. Well, we only have the present moment. We can't go back to the past. We don't
uh-huh.
know what's going to happen in the future. You know, we can't go back or forward. We have to just enjoy, like you say, the present moment and be as authentically ourselves as we can, given whatever situation we're in. You know, sometimes
yes.
it's not safe to speak your truth. Other times it is. And it's about figuring out what those places are, where those places are, that it's okay to say, holy Lord, this is hard. Or, yeah, I'm having, like, this is great. I feel really good about what I'm doing. But whatever it is, that it's a safe place to do that.
Yes. Oh, yes. And it is beautiful. I mean, when you can really, truly live in that present moment and enjoy it. Because, I'm not sure who said this, but the present, it's a present. It is a gift. This moment.
I love that.
So live in it, enjoy it. So yeah.
I love that.
And well, and I've heard that many times and it just kind of came into my mind that this every moment we get, it is a gift. It is the present moment and it's a gift, and love it and enjoy it and see the beauty that is around you. And sometimes I think that is hard for us to see because we're so busy. And when you just stop and listen and hear the beauty and see the beauty and feel that beauty, it just surrounds you. And you can enjoy that moment that you're in.
Yeah. Even if you just take 5 minutes to do that, you know, laying your feet on the earth, feeling what's around you, like truly being in that experience, can take a person through the entire day. You know, if there's a busy day, there's lots going on, just taking 5 minutes to the old saying, what, smell the roses. But it's true, right? Just
yes.
experiencing where you're at and taking that forward for the day.
Yes. Oh, it just brings something to my mind because my little dog and I were watering this morning the cattle, and we love to go out by the creek while the water runs in the tanks. And it was so beautiful out there. And I just stood there and just soaked up the sunshine and just listened to the birds and just felt the breeze. And it was like, oh my goodness, I'm all re-energized. I'm ready for the day. Let's go.
Ready for the day. Exactly. Exactly. So if anything, I would, you know, hope that when my grandchildren are older, that they have learned that from me, you know, that they can say, I remember my grandma making me take a breath and smell the roses and, it's, you know, feel the air on your face and all of those things. I hope that someday my grandchildren may be teaching their grandchildren, this is what my grandma taught me, and it has made all the difference in the world for me, you know. So when I think about legacy, that's it. What will my grandchildren say to possibly their children about me and what they learned in life that has helped them through hard times in their life?
Yes. Oh, and what a beautiful way to say that, because what you are doing is you are creating that legacy for your grandchildren. And yes, they may hear you say numerous times, just breathe, just breathe, just enjoy the moment that you're in. And they may think at a young age, oh yeah, grandma. But you know, those are some things that really stick in your heart, because I remember so many things that my dad always said to me. And it's like now they are what carry me through. They are what keep me going. And I have learned so much. And at the moment, it may not be so important, but as you get older, you really start to bring back, at least personally, bring back all these things, all these words of wisdom is what I call them, that have been given to you from your parents, from your grandparents, from family members, from loved ones. So yeah, it is truly a legacy of what you are doing to help your grandchildren to just breathe and enjoy that moment.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's something that they really hold on tight to and remember to be as authentically themselves as they can possibly be. Don't let anybody tell you what you should be or what you should do or how you should live your life, but that you get to do your journey the way you want to do your journey.
Yes. Oh, and how important that is. How important that is to live your life, to go inside yourself and find what life that is you want to live rather than what the world is trying to mold you into be. Because I always say each one of us is given very special, and to find those gifts and let that light shine from those gifts that you are given, you will be amazed how many lives you can touch in this world by just doing that, by just being you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a unique gift, right, to be able to show the world truly who you are. And to be able to feel comfortable in that role and in that part of you. But this is just
definitely
who I am.
Yeah. This is just who I am. I am here and this is who I am. And I love on one of your Facebook pages, I was just looking at it now, and it's be present in the moment and truly live. It's a quote from someone. And that is so true. It just really says what we have been talking about, to be in that moment and truly live.
Right. And, you know, to remember that everybody has a right to their own journey. You know, we all have this life. We all get to live it however we want to live it. And that it's not anybody's place to interfere or to judge or anything like that, but just allow people to live their lives the way they want to live their lives.
Oh, definitely. Oh, how beautiful. Just beautiful. Well, Angie, you have given us so many, you have shared so many golden nuggets on becoming authentic while aging. It's just been incredible. And I knew this show would go so quickly. They always do. And before we come to a close, would you please share with our listeners the best ways that they may connect with you?
Sure. They can find me on the web, www.equineenrichment.com. email me at Angie@equineenrichment.com. They can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Equine Enrichment.
Oh, what easy ways to locate you and to connect with you, to further be able to speak with you and women or people in this world that are having issues dealing with becoming authentic through this aging process. Oh, yeah. What beautiful ways to connect with you. And also, before we close, I would love to invite you back to Robust Lifestyles, because on all of your Facebook pages, there's always the horses are there helping you in what you are doing. I would love to have you back on to share how the horses and what role they play in your helping others with their issues in life, with their challenges in life, and how the horses come in to be a part of that also.
Always happy to talk about the horses. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would, you know, I would be so open to anybody wanting to have a conversation about aging, and I'd love to hear other people's experiences and mm-hmm. thoughts on this whole process.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh, Angie, thank you. Thank you so much. And listeners, you have heard, Angie would love to have you connect and share your challenges that you have with this and your wins also on how you are accomplishing mm-hmm. it. So, mm-hmm. oh, Angie, I just want to thank you so much. This has been a magical show, and I'm so excited that you are open to come back on Robust Lifestyles again and share more of your wisdom with our listeners. And I want to wish you a very magical day and magical times until you and I connect again.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. It's been a great half hour.
Oh, thank you. You are so very welcome, and same back to you. And with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this incredible show with our absolutely amazing diva, Angie Payne. Please share this show with your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember, some of the golden nuggets she left us. One of the questions, how do I show up who I truly am? Who am I? Find that out by going in your heart. And what is my purpose in this life? And to remember to live with honesty, with truthfulness, and with integrity. And with that, I want to wish everyone a very magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including your animals and all the other animals out there on this universe. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.